Welcome to Zichu Mishnah Siman Member by Avram Gold. Hi, and here Maseches Brachas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, and Hey. Before we begin, let's do a quick little review. So Maseches Brachas has 9 prakim. The first 3 prakim deal with Shema. The next 2 deal with Tefillah. And the last 4 prakim deal with Brachas. Good. Then Perek Alav Me Emesai is 5 Mishnahs. The symbol for Mishnah Alav is Arvis, then Shachris, then Derech, then Brachas, then Yitzis Yitzchayim. Good. Perek Beis HaYikori B'Torah. The symbol for Mishnah Alav is Korei B'Torah. Beis is Bein HaPrakim. Gimel is Shadlei. Dalet is Umen, then Chasen, then Rachatz, then Tavi, then Chasen. Good. Perek Gimel Mishnah Meso, 6 Mishnahs. Symbol for Mishnah Aleph is Lefanav, then Kavru, then Nek, then Balkari, then Betfila, and then Zav. Good. Perek Dalet Tefila says Shachar. The first Mishnah is Zmanim, then Beis HaMidrash, then Shemoneh Esrei, then Keva, then Chamor, then Sfina, and then Musafim. Good. Perek Hei Ein Omdim. The first mission of the Siman is Chasidim, bases, Gershamim, next, Kansipur, next, Teruf, and the next, Siman Ra. Good. And now Perek Vav, Ketzim Avarchim, the Siman from Mishnah Aleph is Alperos, bases, Ta, and Gimel is Shahakol. Great, so now we get to Mishnah Dalet, which addresses the Din Kadima. Which bracha comes first when you have a choice between different meaning? The Mishnah begins, how you find a meaning harbe, if one has in front of him different foods, Rav Yehuda Omer, im yesh b'nehem, it means shiva mevarchalev. If one has one of the zayin meaning in front of him, he should make the bracha on that food. Whereas the Chachamim say, mevarcha is men sheyirtze. He can make the bracha on whatever food he likes. So the Chachamim hold whatever meaning is more chaviv to him, that takes precedence. So the sim for this mission will be minim harbe. Minim harbe. Then Mishnah Hei discusses when a bracha before the meal on a certain food will exempt one from making that bracha on that food after the meal, before Birchas HaMazon. The Mishnah reads, Berakha Yan Shalif Ne'a Mazon. If one makes a bracha on wine before the meal, Patas Yan Shalachar Mazon, then he's patur from making another bracha on the wine after the meal. Berakha Parpera Shalif Ne'a Mazon. If one makes a bracha on appetizers before the meal, Patas Parpera Shalachar Mazon, then he's exempt from making a bracha on those foods after the meal. Berakha Pas Patas Parperis. He makes a bracha on bread, then he's exempt from making a bracha on parperis. All parperis go patras a pas. If he makes a bracha on the parperis, he's not pater for making a bracha on the pas. And Beishamay holds afu maisekater. He's also not pater for making a bracha on a cooked dish. So the symbol we're going to use for this mission is parperis because it's a little more distinct than if we were to use yayin. So parperis is the simon. So the two simonim are minim harbe, parperis. Minim harbe, parperis. All right, now in terms of the siman sword for Perek Vav, the zichu siman for Vav we said is a sword, because a Vav is straight like a sword. So we imagine the sword as a shish kebab spear that food is stuck onto. So first we poke some peros, some fruit onto it. So let's poke some apples on, then followed by some sticky tar to remind us of the siman tav. And then we stuck some chicken on it, which is a shahakol. Next, we're going to spear some grapes, representing the zayin meaning. And in between each grape is a mango to represent min chaviv. So you have these grapes and mangoes, and that's the shah, which bracha comes first, the zayin minim, or min chaviv, if you happen to like mangoes. And then we'll stick on some franks and blanks, which are mini hot dogs wrapped in mizonos, as our example of appetizers of parperis. So once again, we imagine this sword is a shish kebab spear that food is stuck onto. We first poked on some peros, some fruit onto the sword, followed by some sticky tar, to remind us of ta. Then we stuck on some chicken, which is a shakol. Now we're going to stick on alternating grapes and mango, which is the shayla minim harbe, zayin minim or min chaviv. And then we're going to stick on some franks and blanks representing the appetizers of the parperis. So there you go. The first 5 simanim in Perek Vav is al peres ta shehakol, minim harbe parperis. Al peres ta shehakol, minim harbe parperis. Okay, so now let's conclude with a pop quiz. Which perek do we have a mission where we learn if someone makes a mistake during Shemoneh Esrei, it says simen ra? That's in Perek Hey, and the simen is Siman Ra. Good. Which perek do we have a mission where we learned that one should not make his davening keva? That's in Perek Dalet, and the siman is keva. Good. Which perek do we have a mission that discusses a zav seen carry? That's in Perek Gimel, and the siman is zav. Good. Which perek do we have a mission that tells us how the chassidim rishonim used to daven? That's in Perek Hey, and the siman is Chassidim. Good. Which perek do we have a Mishnah where someone has to choose which bracha he makes first, whether it's Zayin Minim or Min Chaviv? That's in Perek Vav, and the siman is Minim Harbe. Good. And which perek do we learn the zmanim for the different tefillos of Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, and Musaf? That's in perek. Dalet, and the siman is? Zmanim. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. Just a reminder, you can access the PDF on the All Mishnah app. Just click on materials under the shiur, and there's the updated PDF. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.